Eli, how important is it now to focus on the task at hand, a big game in Minnesota coming off the loss?
Yeah, definitely. They're a good team, and, you know, they're 3-0. They're playing great football. Defense is playing outstanding, getting turnovers, getting sacks. Teams aren't moving the ball much on them. They aren't scoring. So we got to have a great game plan. We also understand we got to protect the football. We can't give them a short field, their offense. We got to play smart, smarter than what we've been doing, and hopefully we can still go out there and execute, hit some big plays and be explosive and continue doing some of the good things that we've been doing.
And against this type of ferocious defense, protection for you is very important. What do you expect from your line?
Yeah, I think our offense line has been doing a great job so far, but they'll have their biggest test this week against a good front, a couple of really, really special players, but also, it's going to be a test. Our receivers got to get open in time. We got to run the ball well, getting good down distance. It's a combination of a lot of things, and they got a good third down blitz package, and so we got to be prepared for a lot of things.
How different is they from a year ago or less than a year ago?
Not a whole lot. They were a good defense last year. A lot of the similar guys, similar schemes. So, we gotta go out there and obviously have a good plan and understand what they're doing and play smart football.
How can you protect the ball better? I mean, you guys have scored on a lot of big plays, but it seems like you're shooting yourselves in the foot as well offensively.
Well, we just gotta hold on to the ball some. Sometimes obviously turnovers do occur. You're being aggressive and giving guys shots. But you can't be too risky with the ball. You can still be aggressive. You can still push the ball down the field. But if things aren't there, take sacks, throw it away, find checkdowns. You can still play aggressive and not be risky with the football.
You said after the game the other day that when you went over to Odell on the sidelines to find out what was going on, what he's upset about. In the days since then, have you found out what he was upset about?
No, I haven't talked about it. I haven't made an issue of it. So it's not always to find out what's the problem. Just get him calmed down, got him calmed, and he was ready to go.
How do you mitigate the effect of the noise, Eli, as an offense? You know that voice is going to be loud. What can you guys do to limit that effect?
Well, I think, not giving them the big plays, trying to just stay in good down and distance. There'll be some times when it's loud, but, we've practiced with noise. We've played in loud environments before. It's just everybody being on the same page, great communication, getting up to the line of scrimmage quickly, make sure everybody has a lot of time to, digest what the play is, see what they're doing, and just make sure we're sound in our assignments.